Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming to this session. This is a workshop, and we're going to be talking about strategies for monitoring the impact of HPV vaccination programs. And unlike the session earlier today that gave you a national perspective, we're going to be focusing on state and local HPV disease surveillance systems. My name is Dr. Heidi Bauer. I'm going to be moderating for the session, and I'm from California. And you can see my panel here, Dr. Cosette Wheeler from New Mexico, Dr. Carla Schmidt from Florida, Dr. Linda Nicolai from Connecticut, Erin Whitney, California, and Rain Masello, also from California. She's going to be talking about behavioral surveillance. What I'd like to do in this session is, let me go back one and just give you an overview of hopefully how we're going to work the timing. We've got about an hour and a half. Raise your hand if you would if you were at the session this morning on national perspectives. Wonderful. So about a third of you. And so some of this will be a little bit redundant, but I think particularly with the focus on New Mexico and Florida, there'll be some really fresh and new perspectives and some innovative programs you'll hear about in this workshop. But after about 5 minutes or so of my introduction of the session and of the speakers, we're going to spend about 15 minutes for Dr. Wheeler's presentation talking about what's happening in New Mexico and reserve about 5 minutes for questions and answers, and then another 15-20 minutes for Carla Schmidt's presentation about what's happening in Florida, and then less time on the emerging infections program that you heard, some of you heard about this morning in Connecticut and California. And we're going to end the group talking about behavioral surveillance and ways that we can monitor screening and vaccine uptake. And then I'm really hoping that there'll be a chunk of time left over after all of that that we can hear from you and we can provide a resource to you in terms of what you're thinking about in your state, in your health jurisdiction, what kinds of data you might have access to, and what kinds of ways can you create partnerships and collaborations in your local area. So that's kind of the overview. I did want to provide for the group just kind of the rationale for HPV disease surveillance. I think the biggest rationale is that a new vaccine became available in the middle of 2006. And although we have cancer registries and we do a pretty good job of monitoring cancer, cancer is a very long-term outcome of HPV infection. And so folks are now really scrambling to figure out how can we monitor a more shorter-term impact of this vaccine, and there's lots and lots of different ideas out there, and you'll hear some of them in this workshop. The surveillance really needs to be population-based. The trials included some 20,000 women, but now that the vaccine is being rolled out to millions of young girls and women, we really need some ways to look at that on a population basis. And I mentioned that cancer is inadequate for short-term evaluation. And we also need to look at vaccination and screening practices in conjunction with the rollout of the new HPV vaccine. This is a slide you may see again in another presentation, but it gives you a sense, those of you who can see the x-axis down at the bottom, it's age. And it gives you a sense of the age that we're recommending routine vaccination. And cancer doesn't happen until the early 40s. And so you can see this huge long lag time. And yet HPV infection occurs shortly after sexual debut, precancerous lesions in the late 20s and into the 30s. And so you can see potential targets along this curve of what we might be able to monitor in terms of vaccine effectiveness. So some of our objectives is to provide an overview of innovations in HPV disease surveillance, clarify the value and feasibility of various strategies, and generate ideas for collaboration and surveillance activities. I think what I'll do is introduce our panelists in the short time, in the seconds between the presentations coming up, and that way I'll save a little time and we can get to the presentations a little more quickly. But I do want to point out themes that I hope will be common themes throughout all of the presentation and really fit in with my objectives for putting on this workshop. And that is the concept of collaboration. And one of the things this vaccine has done is it has really brought cancer control, immunization, STD, women's health, lots of different groups to the table to figure out how we can work together on implementing vaccines programs and evaluating vaccine programs. And this is, I think, a really wonderful opportunity in all of our organizations. The second thing is integration of STD HPV vaccine registries and cancer registries. And right now, again, lots of folks working in silos, and the opportunity once again to really think about how we can merge some data systems to really get some of the answers that we need. And this is many, many years down the line. Also, another theme I think you'll hear today, clearly, very clearly with Cosette and Carla, is the value of public health champions, someone who is really capable of taking leadership role and having enthusiasm and working really hard, and just the incredible value of that in this new frontier. And then the last one is looking at infrastructures, particularly public health infrastructures, and how we can really bolster those through some of our efforts.